discussing the last part of Rava's memories, that Shema Minami to Rabbi Akiva, from the fact that Rabbi Akiva did not allow a person on Yom Tif, and Yom Rishon must be on Erev Pesach, and did not allow for a person to burn chametz on Yom Tif, it must be that he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Mitoch Shahotra Letzara Chotra Nami Shaloi Letzara. Because if that would be the case, then you would be allowed to burn even on Yom Tif. That was the conclusion of Rava. So we're analyzing a little bit this sugya, a fundamental sugya of Mitoich. It's an opportunity for us to delve into the Yesaitis of Mitoich, and we opened up the sugya on Beitza and Daf Yud Beis. The Olam realized that the Taisus was on Yud Beis Amid Aleph and not Yud Beis Amid Beis. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Always assume that I'm wrong. Excellent. All right. So the Mishnah says, "Beishamay beisel, beishamay amrim ein moitzian loyas akotam loyas alulav loyas sefer Torah l'shusharav beisel matir." So we already pointed out that beishamay have a very, very limited experience in Hilchos Yom Tov of what you're allowed to do. Beisel ochol nefesh proper and non-classic ochol nefesh would not be permitted. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda or beisel were more expansive, and beisel said that you would be allowed to be moitzi as akotam as alulav as sefer Torah, all these other hotzahs that are not necessarily classic oichol nefesh situations. So the Gemara wants to know, what is this machlokes b'shamay b'shilol hinging upon? So the Gemara suggests, as we saw in the last few sugyas, that this Gemara, we saw it in a different context, but the Gemara suggests perhaps it was a machlokes whether or not the issue of hotzah was officially prohibited on Yom Tov, or was only prohibited on Shabbos. Is that going to be something that we extend to Yom Tov as well? So you already see this issue that we dealt with based on the Tosis on the top of Hayim Beis, that the Gemara addresses this issue of whether or not there's an absolute carryover between Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is a very important Gemara, albeit that we don't paskin like that suggestion of the Gemara and that an analysis of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but just the fact that the Gemara even threw that out, that is something that's very relevant in terms of bringing up the criteria for Hilchos Yom Tov, as we pointed out in the Shagas Aryeh and the Tosis and the Riva and Rashi on the top of Hayim Beis. That was the suggestion of Raphram in the first suggestion in Beitza and Daf Yud Beis. But then the Gemara says, if that's the machlokes, if the machlokes is just about whether or not hutzah is usher on Yom Tov or only usher on Shabbos, so then Rav Yosef asked the kasha in Beitza and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, maskif lo Rav Yosef, el me'ata lifle b'gu ba'avonim, and from the fact that their machlokes is not ba'avonim, midaloi miflegi ba'avonim shema mino ba'itzah shel letzarech pligi. What just happened, Rabbi Yosef? Something major just happened in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking the following question. Why is the machloikis b'shamay b'silol talking about situations of what? Of hoitzahs ha'lulav, hoitzahs ha'sefer Torah, or hoitzahs ha'kotam. Okay? Pushing a stroller. Right? Why didn't the Gemara even talk about hoitzahs ha'avon? Okay? So the Gemara says, elamai, from the fact that that's not the context of their machloikes, and that's not the subject matter in the Mishnah of the machloikes, b'shamay b'beis hillel, zetmun funda, we see from there that the nekudas ha-machloikes between b'shamay b'beis hillel and andrazach is a different issue, and it must be a fundamental debate about something else, about mitoch shehutra l'tzarech chotra nami shaloi l'tzarech. Zok the heilige Rashi HaKodesh. In Beitza and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, every word is crucial over here, Rabbi Yisrael. So if you don't have a beitza on you, get a beitza. Elo midaloi mififlig ba'avonim zokt Rashi. Let's back up a little bit. Sorry. Let's see Rashi. Dira mascha lifle begu be'mat. Elo me'ata. Let's back it up a little. Elo me'ata. The siru le'beisil e'nisar o'itzal li'ontif. If you think that what? That beis hillel don't even aser itza on Yom Tov, and it's a machlokes of whether or not just aser on Shabbos. Do we carry it over to Yom Tov? So lifligu ba'avonim ei einiser itza einiser tilto shloim eser tilto elamishem itza. So Rashi throws in a question that I raised on Thursday. Now, what do you mean? How could you have a machlokes about avonim? Avonim are mukta. So Rashi says, quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, where's the Gemara in Shabbos that says tilto mukta is aser mishum itza? Kuf chav dalid omid beis, right? It's a problem. The Gemara says that total mukta is only mishum itza. The Rambam says that the reason why you can't be metalto mukta is that you shouldn't be mezalzel on Shabbos. That you shouldn't come to do other malachas. A problem. It's a problem. That's a big, big problem. How do we shtim that Rambam with the Gemara and Shabbos? But that's not our sugi right now. On the books, the Gemara and Shabbos and Kuf Chav Dalet says the Isser of Toto Mukta is Mishum Hotza. So, Lifugu Be'anovim, Yenes Hotza, Yenes Toto Shalenes, Toto Mishum Hotza, Mashalay Gozer, Al Kol Totulim, Afilo Ochlem Ve'kelim Mishum De'en Gozer, Gzeel Atzibur. Why didn't they ask her everything? Because you can carry everything, Rabbi Sai. So the Rashi asks, so why didn't they ask her moving around food? Why did they only ask her Toto Mukta? Why didn't they ask her moving around sitters, moving on svarim? You can carry any of these things. It could be a transgression on any of these things. So that's in Goizin Gzeira, La Tzibor, Shana Yachal Amin. You can only ask her things that the Tzibor could withhold, could hold by. Elam Kibrov at Tzibor Yachal Amin. Elam Midaloy Iflik Ba'avonim Zakrashi, Shma Mino de Lukuli Ama Yesha Tol Yandif. So on the books, I've added this in Isra Otsonya. What just happened? Everybody said, what did Rashi say? Rather, from the fact that they don't agree on Avonim, so we see what the Machlokes has nothing to do with whether or not Hotza was said on Yontif. Avado Hotzah was said on Yontif. Which means what? My starting point is, Rabbi Yisai, if Hotzah was said on Yontif, is Hotzah Mutar on Yontif or Asar on Yontif? What's my framework, Rabbi Yisai?
Asar.
Just if you have a heter, so then it's Mutar through Mitoich, right? So how does Mitoich work? Says Rashi, how does Mitoich work? So Mitoich, I would say, gives you the heter. But if you don't have a toich, what would happen? I would have thought that you violate what? An is or what?
Doraisa,
right? Comes along Rashi and says, mitoch works that no matter what your impetus is, no matter what your tzarech is, anything that would be mutter for ochel nefesh, is mutter min haTorah, and you're covered on a level of derech. You know why you can't be metaltel avonim, says Rashi? What does Rashi say, Rabbi? He said it's the key word.
Gzerim
derabonim. Gzerim derabonim. Really min haTorah mitoich is matir everything. And derabonim, Beis Hillel said, we're going to be matter only things that have a tzarech, but things that don't have a tzarech, like avonim, we're not going to be matter. Why isn't there mukta? That's because there's no hotza. Got it, right, guys? So on a level of the right, Rashi, I have to break down. Bishamay Bisilo. Why do Bishamay Aser carrying to a shul, a kid, or a lulav? Because Bishamay don't subscribe to mitoich. So if it's not ochel nefesh, it's off the books. Beis Hillel, who subscribes to Mitoich, holds on a level of the Oraisa, whether you need this item or you don't need this item, it's Mutter Min HaTorah, and I don't get Malkus. So why can't I even be Metaltel Avonim if I don't need a Tzairech? A Gzerim Derabonim. I don't want to focus on the Gzerim Derabonim, Rabbi Say. I want to understand Rashi in his complete sense. On a level of the Oraisa, Rashi holds any malacha that is permitted for classic oichol nefesh purposes is mutter no matter what your tzairech, no matter what the situation, no matter what your impetus is. This Rashi just changed Hilchos Yontif, Rabbi Yisai. If you could find this malacha in the context of Oichel Nefesh, that it's mutter, mitar shotzul atzara chutzunami shalom atzara. Everyone see? Everyone see what I'm saying? Yeah, Yosef.
According to Rashi, there's still an Isser Hotzah, though, right?
Yeah, Hotzah was Aser on Yontif, but Mitoich is Matir. But according to Rashi, Mitoich is not limited to when I need a Tzarech.
But if there's already Hotzah, then Avadim is Aser because of Mukta of Hotzah, no? Not because of Mitoich. If we have an Isser Hotzah on the books.
No, Rashi is saying, again, you're right, on a level of the Rabbanon. But Rashi is saying on a level of the Raisa, Hotzah is Aser. Mitoch would have taken care of Avonim on a level of the Raisa. The only reason it's Aser mid Rabbanon is since Hotzah was Aser, and I could only ask because of Mitoch. So the Rabbanon came and said, on a level of the Rabbanon, you need a Tzarech Hayom.
But they didn't really need to do that because you already have an Isra Muksa. For Avonim at least.
No, but... Oh. Yeah, that's true. But it's relevant to where I don't have... where I'm not taking Muksa, right. It's relevant for the Lulav or the Siddur when there's no Tzorach Hayom. It would only be an Isra Derabbanan, not an Isra Derais. But Rabbi said, let's think about that. What Yosef is pointing out. In the case of Avonim, right, it would have been Aser anyways because Midrabbanan, the Aser. Unless you say that they're never made a gzera of mukta, b'makum where there's no hotzah d'araisa.
There is hotzah d'araisa, no?
There isn't, because you're going to always have mitoich.
Oh. So why would they... But we still do have a gzera. What was the point of the gzera then?
The gzera was limiting mitoich.
Limiting mitoich for hotzah, though, right?
Right. No, for everything.
Yeah, but they're not going to make a gzera on Tilto Mukta, when like a gzera on a gzera that they made.
Right, so they limited Mitoich. They didn't limit the Hotzah. Hotzah is one of the examples of limiting Mitoich. But if Hotzah was just never applied, so then Mimela you would be allowed to be carry Avonah, even on a level of Derabonah.
Right, because there would be no concept of Hotzah.
Right, right. Yeah, Moshe. Between Meshami and Basil, yeah. Correct. That's what I want everyone to focus on, Rabbi Yisai. I don't want to focus Lefi Rashi on the practicalities of the Meshami and Basil. I don't really want to focus right now on the Derabbanan. I want to focus on the Deoraisa. Because that's going to tell me and shed light on what Mitoich is. It's unbelievable what Rashi just said. Rashi just said that according Bein Meshami and Bein Basil, Mitoch means... it's all up for grabs. It's all mutter min haTorah. And the machloikis, like Moshe just pointed out, is just whether or not I make a gzera, which emanates out of whether or not Hotzah fundamentally is usher or not. But even once post mitoich, on a level of the araisa, even Beis Hillel will hold that that's going to be an absolute heter on a level of the araisa. No matter what your impetus is, no matter what your concerns are, no matter what your tzorach hayom is. Is everyone clear on that, Rabbi Yisai? I think it'll be even clearer when we see and juxtapose Tosfos that's going to destroy Shita's Rashi. Okay, Tosfos is in Beitza and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. And Tosfos says as follows. Rashi had a girsa of Elamiata Liflu Guba Avonim. The girsa according to Rashi was if the Machloikis was about whether or not Hutzah was Usr on Yontif as well as Shabbos, did it extend to Yontif just like Shabbos? So then Rabbi Yosef asked, so then why don't they even have a debate about Avonim? Again, the background is why? Because Tiltal Avonim is about Hotzah, and there's not going to be an Isser Mukta, so then you'd be able to carry the Avonim from the fact that they don't argue about Avonim, so it shows you that Avonim would be Usr Beis Hillel. So Rashi says, what is that Issa? That's an Issa Derabbanan, because on a level of Deraisa, you would have Mitoich. And from the fact that they aser, so it shows that Hotzah exists on Yontif. Because if his Hotzah never existed on Yontif, they never would even aser midrabbanon tiltul avon. Okay, everybody say? That's the setup according to Rashi. I'm going to skip to the middle of Tosis. That's basically everything that Tosis quotes from Rashi. But that was the girsa that Rashi held. Tosis starts off from a textual standpoint that this isn't accurate. And there's another girsa within the Rishonim that seems to present the Gemara's Kasha a little bit different. If you skip down into the first of the word on the line is Badavar, it's about seven lines down from the top, I think. The low Ratzel Ligros Kamoshiesh Vesfarim. So Tosis says Rashi did not want to present the other girsa that are found in Sfarim. Ela Meata Hoitzi Avonim Lebez Hillel Hochanami Deloy Mechayev Malkis. What does that girsa say, everybody? Say, what'd that change? What changed in the girsa from Tosis from Rashi?
On a level of girsa.
Right, so the kasha of the Gemara is Elameat, the frekter b'yosef. If you say there's no Hotza on Yontif, then what? Then you're going to tell me there's no Malkis, right? Which conceptually means, Rabbi Yisai, when the Gemara is going to reject Rabbi Yosef, or when Rabbi Yosef is going to reject the standpoint of the Gemara, so that's going to mean that the Gemara is going to say, Elamai, it's wrong, and they do argue about Hotza on Yontif. And they don't argue about Hotza on Yontif. They argue about Mitoich. And therefore, the conclusion is that what? There is Malkus on Avonim. Which means, Rabbi Yisai, what? We're in which territory? Derabbanan territory or Deraisa territory?
Deraisa
territory. So that Girsa, just the change of Elameata Leichai of Malkus in the Kasha, which is going to lead to a conclusion that's going to be Mechayev Malkus in the conclusion, ultimately changes the platform of the Gemara and says that we're talking about a potential issue of Hotza on a level of Daraisa, not on a Gzeira Derabbanon of whether or not Beis Hillel Asir Midrabbanon to carry, but on Daraisa you would be home free. Did everyone understand what I just said conceptually? This other Girsa changes the stage of what the level of severity the Gemara is talking about. Elamiyata. Hotzi avonu lebeisil achanami delo mechayev malchus. And that's not true. Vim kain, have a masik, but then in the conclusion. Leperizet. Hotzi avonu lebeisil dechayev. No, you could have a hotza on a level of the araisa, and you'd actually be chayev malchus. Why? Why? What happened to mitoich? Obviously, mitoich is not overarching. Obviously, Mitoich is not a heter, an absolute heter that would happen in all circumstances, says this other Girsa. So just from a textual standpoint, there was another Girsa which did not allow us to conclude, like Rashi, that this whole debate between Beisham and Beisil is only going to be the Rabbanon. It's going to be the Raisa, and there's going to be certain times you're going to carry, and you're going to actually violate Hilchos Yontif. Next time someone tells you, Rabbi Yisai, Oh, let me hold off. Let me tell you a story, Mirtz Hashem. Get a story, Mirtz Hashem. Zok Tosis. Rashi Kimle de Beis Hillel Svirale. Rashi holds that according to Beis Hillel, Svirale Hoyol the Hutra Hutra Lagamre. I told you don't pay attention to that lashon of Hoyol. It means Mitoich. El Rabbanu Nudegazim Bedavshin Etorach Yontif Klal. And Rashi is of the opinion what? Shitas Rashi Tosis clarifies this. Is that what? On a level of the Araisa, once you apply Mitoich, you're home free. Even Shalayla Tzarech Klal. Even if you have no reason to carry this on Yontif. On a level of the Araisa, Mitoich is Matir. Just Beis Hillel, Asir Midrabbanan. And that was all that changed in the Gemara. Since Otsa is something that exists on a level of the Araisa, on Yontif, and even though that would have been resolved on a level of the Araisa through Mitoich, that allows for Beis Hillel to make an Issa D'Rabbanan to carry if there's not going to be a Tzarech Hayom. That's all the Gemara changed. A Kleina Issa D'Rabbanan. The Kasha, Tosis Prek the Kasha now, not only textually, Tosis points out now, conceptually in Svara, Tosis proves from a Gemara in Psachim. What's the Gemara in Psachim talking about, Rabbi Yisai?
Breaking up on Yontif for coal.
Right. What's this Gemara relevant for, Rabbi Yisai? Halach lamaisa. This is the ABCs of something you've all experienced, Rabbi Yisai. When Yontif goes into Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, first day of Yontif, and then the second day of Yontif is Shabbos. What do you have to make? An Erev Tashil. What does that mean? What does that consist of?
Something cooked, right?
Something cooked according to all Rishonim. And according to Chachilu, we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yisai.
Something baked also?
So Rabbeinu Tam says you have to Lechachilu also have a baked item. So that's why the Minig HaOlam is to have a box of matzahs or a challah and an egg. A cooked item, which is pivotal, right? According to that's Ma'akev, if you don't have a cooked item. You have to start your cooking and baking process before Yontif, so that now if I make my preparations from Yontif going into Shabbos, so it's not anew, and it's not that I'm totally starting from fresh, and I already started the process, and that's what's going to be matter me to cook on Yontif. But milchatchila, we also have a baked item.
Good.
There's a shir I gave once, I think it's on Wai Torah. Person made their Erev Tavshilin with sushi. And I thought it wasn't, you weren't yaitze. There has to be something, has to be a tavshil, a cooked item, that your malafis boas apas, that you would eat it with bread. Like an egg, like a basar. But sushi, you don't put rice on bread. Gemara says, tipshoy bavloy, the idiots from Bavel are the ones who eat bread with bread. They make their sandwiches like three layers of bread. Namba benamba. So the, fine. So Zok the Gemara, I don't understand. The Gemara says, how does this Erev Tavshil, how does this cooking from Yontif to Shabbos work? What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the problem? Let's see. We're learning Pesachim. Maybe we should actually look at this Gemara. What does Gemara in Pesachim daf mem and beis say?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara specifically say from Yontif to Chol?
The Gemara starts off in Yontif to Chol. I was talking about it. The Gemara brings a raya from Yontif to Shabbos. No. Yeah. Judah's pointing out that there's a machlokes, Rab and Rav Chista, in a different context, and we'll get to that in a second. But I wanted to talk about from Yontif to Shabbos because it's something we're more familiar with. But you're right. It's that is the beginning of the Gemara. If you want, Judah, we'll go back to the original part of the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes. I just didn't want to get into Hoel totally, but we'll get to that in a second. Just let me explain. The Gemara starts off that there's a concept, a new concept, la halacha, of baking from Yontif to Chol, whether or not it'd be aser d'oraisa. Rav Chista holds if you bake from Yontif to Chol, everyone holds it's aser to do that. You're not allowed to cook for your next day lunch. You know, that you're going to work. But Rabba holds that you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Because in theory, since a guest can come and you could feed it to your guest, so the Mamela, we can view that as Ochel Nefesh. Because someone might eat it. However, according to Rav Chista, if you would cook from Yontif to Chol, even if someone would come eat it, since Rav Chista doesn't subscribe to the concept of Hoel and Hoel Meklele Archim, the fact that since theoretically a guest can come to eat it is not going to make a difference. So therefore, Rav Chista says, Ha'ayfim Yontav L'chol is like it. Machlekes, Rabban Rav Chista. So none of us are really usually going to be baking from Yontav to Chol. I think that pretty much we all know that you're not allowed to. Whether or not you get Malkus on a level of Doraisa doesn't really affect us because we're not giving Malkus Bizman Azeh. So does the Machlekes, Rabban Rav Chista have any ramifications, la halacha? So it does. And I'll tell you in a second why. So comes along the Gemara and tries to prove, is Rabba right or is Rav Chista right? So the Gemara brings a raya from the second parak of Beitza from this concept of Erev Tavshilin. Gemara says, why are you able to make this Erev Tavshilin? Why are you allowed to cook now from Yontif to Shabbos? So Rabba says, because what? Because of Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says, what kind of joke is that? Erev Tavshilin? That's a dinder abonon. That's like a land of make-believe. You like now got an egg and a chal and you said a little phraseology, and now that's going to be Mater and Issa Daraisa? Who do you think you are? So Rabbi says you're right. On a level of Daraisa, the reason why, everyone misunderstands, everybody say, you ask the Hamonam, why are you allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos when Shabbos is the second day? Why can you put up a cholent? So everyone says, I put up the Erev Tavshilin. That's not the real reason. That's the Derabanan reason. What's the real reason? The real reason, says Rabbi, is because of Hoyle. It's because of Hoyle. The same reason that I don't get Malkus. That's Rabbi's Raya. That Erev Tavshilin can't work on a level of Daraisa. Just like it goes to Rabbi Yisai, if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa, you can't have an Erev in your for Hotzah. The Erev don't work on a level of Daraisa. They're only Derabanans, Carmelises. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Derabanans. This Erev Tavshilin doesn't work on a level of Daraisa. So Rav Chista, what are you going to do? You're not going to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? You don't agree to this whole concept of Erev Tavshilin? Rav Chista? What's going on over here? What does the Gemara say, Rabbi Yisai?
And the Raisa, it's mutter anyways.
Oh, Rav Chista had a different solution. Rav Chista said, it's not because of Hoyle. I don't subscribe to Hoyle. I don't buy Hoyle. But what? I have a different reason why it's going to be mutter. Because Tzorche Shabbos are Nasim Yontif. What the reason for that is, maybe we're going to say simply, it's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, how to understand that Gemara. But we'll say simply that the Kedushas merge together. The Kedusha of Yontif and the Kedusha of Shabbos are synonymous, and therefore we could look at them as one extension, and therefore it's not similar to what? To baking or cooking Yontif L'chol. You're cooking for a Yontif, a Kedusha Dikadeh. So that's why it's Mutter. But Eirech Nami, since I don't subscribe to Hoel, if your mom is going to cook this Pesach for Matzah Yontif, for Yichol, to prepare your lunch to go to work the next day, and Echanam Rav Chista says you got Malkus because I don't subscribe to Hoel. So what Rabba thinks is the Raya to Hoel, Rav Chista has a different solution, and that will now have nafkaminas whether or not you get Malkus if you baked for Chol, since there is a theoretical possibility that someone could eat. What's the nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha brings down a very important nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai, which I'm sure you're all familiar about, but you never actually conceptualized it. You ever hear it? You ever read in the bulletins, sometimes in your shul bulletins, that when they say you're going to cook on Erev Shabbos, when Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, so the rabbi announces, don't cook too late in the day. Did anyone ever hear that? You have to cook early enough? Why? What's the problem? What's the issue? Says the Bir Halacha, this issue of whether or not you can cook later in the day is dependent on whether or not we paskin like Rabba or Rav Chista in the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Mem Amud Beis. By the way, is that the right Gemara? That's not the right Gemara. Tosfos quotes the wrong Gemara, right? It's Mem Vav, no?
No, Tosfos quoted Mem Vav.
Ted Mem Vav?
Yeah, he said Mem Vav on base.
Oh, mine is smudged. It's an old shas. Yeah, you're right. So that's the machlokes, everybody said. So again, the Bir Halacha says we're not even sure who to paskin like. There's some rishayim in that paskin like who? Like Rabba. So if you paskin like Rabba, then every Erev Tavshilin is fundamentally based on what? Hoyel? So then what? It's got to be shaykh that someone's going to come early. Someone's going to come over to your house. A minute before Shkia, no one's coming over to your house. Right? Chevra. So do you need the theoretical possibility for someone to come over? So if you paskin like Rabba, yes. So the Mamela of the Erev Tavshilin only works if you have that possibility, if it's earlier in the day. But if you paskin like Rav Chista, no, fundamentally, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yontif, I don't care when. It's not because of a theoretical possibility, so that you could even cook later in the day. So that would be a nafkamina la'alach in front of your eyes of whether or not we paskin like Rabba or Rav Chista. Someone asked me a shaila during COVID, a fascinating shaila. Are we allowed to rely on the Erev Tavshilin during COVID? Why? Because no one's coming to your house. You have to remember, think back to Pesach time, Rabbi Yisai, no one was leaving their houses. It wasn't like now, right? No one was coming over to even to visit. So it wasn't even a theoretical possibility.
So Rabbi Yisai, what? Is it dafka orchim? Is it hetcher? Like maybe a son might want to eat something, or my daughter might want to eat something.
Interesting. I think Avi's right. So maybe let's say Avi, you live alone,
bro. But someone could come over and that needs food, and they'll get food from you. They're just not coming in to hang out. It could still be a possibility.
Back then in COVID, they were terrified to touch someone else's food. David, you don't remember.
Back then,
before we knew how the disease traveled. This was back in the day, like if you think about another person, they're going to get COVID.
1 year ago.
Also, Rebbe, if you live like in the middle of nowhere and no one's going to come.
Oh, beautiful. Some of the Rishonim speak about that. If you live on an island. So I found a Prima Godin. I'll get to you in a second, Moshe. I found a Prima Godin that talks about a guy it talks about Xera of the Malchus. Think of Xera of the Malchus, that they don't allow people to leave their homes. Would the heir of Tavshilin still work? Would there be Hoyle? So he was, I think he's Mesupik about that. But I thought over here that since in theory, kind of like David was saying, in theory was hypothetically possible, so therefore you could still rely on the heir of Tavshilin. But it was a fascinating Shiloh. Fascinating Shiloh that's all fundamentally based on this Bir Halacha that we need to take into account Rabbi Shita, and therefore we need to ideally set it up that there could be a theoretical possibility. Yeah, Moshe.
Are the dinim of Hol and Mitoch Daraisa Darabana?
Daraisa. What do you mean? This Rab and Rav Chista are arguing whether or not you get Malkus based on Hol. The Erev Tavshilin is working on a level Daraisa through Hol, according to Rab.
It causes something that's a Darabanan to work on a Daraisa level? Meaning if you're...
No. You look at it like this. I have a shot. Before Erev Tavshilin, before the rabbis invented Erev Tavshilin, why am I allowed to cook Menat Torah? Don't give me any shtick Erev Tavshilin. That's an invention of the Darabanan. Zokt Rabba, Hol. Zokt Rav Chista, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yont. Okay, came along the rabbis and they said, okay, we still are going to aser any preparation from Yontif to Shabbos. So how do we mimata that? Oh, if you made a hecker, if you made a reminder, then we'll repeal our issa derabbanan.
Well, if it works derisa, why would they need something derabbanan? Meaning,
whoa. Why did they aser muktzim derabbanan? Why did they aser anything derabbanan? They thought it was bad policy. It's still going to create problems. So we're only going to allow it in this situation where you're going to have an erev tavshilin. Not going to make a free for all.
We had a hecker.
Need to protect the Torah.
We made a hetter, and then they made a gzera on the hetter, and then you need something to undo.
Exactly. That's the mechanics of an Erev Tavshilin. That's what people don't realize. They think, oh, take an egg, boom, like now Yontif doesn't exist anymore. That's not true. That's not the way it works. And that's why people have a tough time understanding. Why should it matter whether a person's coming, what time it is? What are all these details? The answer is you have to understand the mechanics. You have to understand where this got off the ground. You have to understand the way Rab and Rav Chista are talking on Psachim Daf Mem Vav. Erev Tavshilin doesn't have the ability to take away Malkus. So how does it exist fundamentally? So Rabbi says, because of Hayil. Rav Chista says, no, I have another solution. I have another option. But Rabbi said, we're not learning Hayil. We're not learning Hayil. We're learning Mitoich. Hayil has to deal with people coming and theoretical possibilities and COVID shilas and later in the day. I'm not talking about that. I want to talk about the din of Mitoich. Why is Tosfos bringing this up? So after Halig of Tosfos, I understand. What are Rav and Rav Chista talking about? What do you need Hayil? What do you need anything? If you say like Rashi and Beitza, so you have a heter without that. Why? You can get rid of your malchus in a much simpler way. What's the way you can get rid of your malchus? Through which halachic principle, Rabbi Yisai? Are you allowed to do this if you had ochel nefesh purposes? So then the Torah freed it. It freed up. You don't even need a tzarech hayom, according to Rashi, at a level of deraisa. So that's the reason there's no malchus. Abba Rabbi and Rav Chista never said anything about the word mitoich. Why are they talking about hoyl? Why is Rav Chista? He doesn't like hoyl, but he has an option of mitoich. Why does he have to come onto this solution of tzarchei Shabbos nasim beyond the Rabbi said? Azak kasha. Tosfos has a bomb kasha. He just took a machete and blew Rashi out of the water.
Rabbi.
Everyone here is kasha? Myridik. This changes Hilchos Yontif, Rabbi Yisai. Brilliance. Yeah, David.
Why are we assuming that Mitilch is better than Hoyle and if he had
it? I don't care if it's better than Hoyle. I know Rav Chista doesn't accept Hoyle. So he still had an option according to Rashi.
But Rabbah used Hoyle. Maybe he also holds by Mitilch.
Who?
Rabbah.
Fine. But why did Rav Chista say that there's still a solution? I don't need to come out to Tzorcha Shabbos Nasim Yontif. I can still hold a Mitilch.
So he holds like Beis Shammai.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Why is that
hold like Beis Shammai? Jeremy, you going to let him say svaras like that? We don't say that.
Okay.
Is it not Moira, Rabbi Rav Chista are arguing a libid de Hilchusa? It's not a libid de Beis Shammai. You hear that, Kasha David?
Yeah.
Bomb, Kasha. The whole underpinnings of the Gemara, according to Rashi, never gets off the ground. I have a built-in solution to all of my issues, according to Rashi. I never have a deraisa issue. That's kasha number one. Vafil l'rabba d'loy loki, I know what time hoyo v'im is rabba l'yorchen. And even if you want to ask a libid rabba, why does it need to come out to hoyo? Why didn't Rabbi say because of Mitoich? Elimitam Mitoich. Like Omar, why not? According to Rashi, Rabbi shouldn't even introduce his oil. He should have just said it was Mutter because of Mitoich. Didn't you learn Beis Hillel on your Bezim and Aleph? V'oy frektoisis, the Moichach Girsis Asfarim. Also, Rashi doesn't make sense according to all the Girsis that says that according to Beis Hillel, you'd be Chayav Malchus. You'd never have a situation you'd be Chayav Malchus. But there's another kasha, basically. What's the other kasha? Taisus quotes this, I think, a little bit later on. No, he doesn't quote it, actually. I'm sorry. I have another kasha. Rabbi, who are you not allowed to have over for Yontif?
Okay.
Goy. Why are you not allowed to have over for Goy? Because Eichel Nefesh, what? Because you can do Malacha, what? For Jews, right? Why, Mitoich? Have a Goy over. And if it turns out I cooked, and if it turns out that I have a Goy over and I add more to the fire, so what? Mitoich Shulot Shulotar, Chuchinam Shulotar. According to Rashi, it makes no sense why I can't have Goyim over on Yontif. Why did Chazal make a gzeira that maybe Shema Yarba Vishalo, maybe you're going to add more for a Goy? Who cares? It's still going to be Mutter. Al Tzmitoich.
Is it Isser Derabana or Derashi?
No, there is a Derabana. Okay, but we don't make an Isser Derabana of a gzeira of inviting over a Goy to a Derabana if it's Mutter Menatayru.
What's the practical difference between Hol and Mito? Meaning, it seems like they do the same thing. So practically, what's the difference?
Why? They're not at all similar.
I mean, one is...
Mitoich tells you that as long as this pu'ula is mutter l'tzarech ha'chol nefesh, so then it's mutter shalot l'tzarech ha'chol nefesh.
Only for ha'chol nefesh? I mean, that's the only function it serves for?
No, now it extends outside of ha'chol nefesh since it's mutter by ha'chol nefesh. But Hol is a totally different svara. Hol is, I have no need even for Ochel Nefesh right here. Even if forget me talk for a second. Hol means I have no need for this. There's no Ochel Nefesh purposes, but someone else might need this for Ochel Nefesh. That's what's about here.
Rabbi, I'm just kind of struggling with Mitoch because Hol kind of makes sense. It's logical to an extent, but Mitoch is like the opposite of a Kal V'Chomer. It doesn't really make any sense.
Right. So it's a good question. Mitoch, it's not clear where Mitoch comes from. I didn't put this on the Maror HaMakomos, but there are some Rishonim that have a source for Mitoch that Torah says, L'chol tzorcheichem, that it might be a drasha midoraisa, the concept of Mitoch. What Jeremy's really asking basically is where does this Mitoch come from? Is it a svara? Or is it a pasuk? Where does the heter, before we get the details of the heter, what is the heter based on? So that's an interesting question. It could be that it's a gzeiras hakasav, just like it's mutter for ochel nefesh, it's mutter for non-ochel nefesh. Or it could be another idea. I don't want to give away too much because I think that'll develop throughout the sugyas. So we'll get back to that question of what it's based on. But whether it's a svara, but Jeremy's saying it's very difficult to understand the svara. What is it based on? That just because you can find the heter in ochel nefesh, then now you can extrapolate outside to the rest of violations on yontif that are not ochel nefesh. Good point.
I mean, maybe one's for malachas, one's for not. Meaning, can you say mitoch while malachas?
Meaning, that's a good question. We're going to get to that. We're going to analyze that. Are there limitations within malachas? Well, let's assume right now that we don't know any limitations. So mitoch, at least on. Let's talk about the malachas that it applies to. If you limit it, or if it applies to all malachas, it's an overarching principle according to Rashi. Comes along Taisus Rabbi Isai and says we got it absolutely wrong. The entire fundamental standpoint of mitoich is flawed. Rashi is dead wrong in Beitza. He's against the Girsa. He's against the Gemara in Psachim Adaf Mevav. And he's against the fact that you can't invite Yontif Goyim over, as other Rishonim ask. I think it's the Shita Mekubetzes in Beitza. Why? It's not us in Midarais. Says Toisus Avada, there's an existing, a pre-existing Issa D'Oraisa. That mitoich is coming to her. That mitoich exists with. And even after mitoich, it's not an absolute heter. It's not a free-for-all. Toisus understands mitoich shehutra l'tzorech. Since you are mutter in this pu'ula for oichel nefesh, hutra nabi, shaloi l'tzorech oichel nefesh, you can have non-sorech ochel nefesh purposes, but it's got to be on a level of deraisa what? A tzorech hayoyim. It's got to be that it fulfills a necessity and a chiyuv or something that's required that day. And if you don't have a tzorech hayom, according to Tosis, what do you get? Malchus. That's the pshat in the Girsa. Elameyata lifligi ba'avonim, which has absolutely no tzarech hayoyim, yichayiv malchus. The maskona of the Gemara. Frechter of Yosef, maskler of Rav Yosef, ibo itzokam mifligi, lifligi le'inyan avonim, and the Gemara rejects it. Elamai, they're not, and they're arguing legabe mitoich, and you taka get malchus when it comes to Avonim, because there is no Tzorech Hayom. And if I carry something without a Tzorech Hayom, according to Taisis, or I do a Malacha that was Mutter L'Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, without a Tzorech Hayom, you just violated a biblical principle and get Malchus Min HaTorah, Rabbi Yisai. Wow. Carrying in Brooklyn. Unbelievable. Is it Aser Midoraisa or Aser Midorabanan? You ever speak to those people that say, what do you mean? You're allowed to carry on Yontif. That's a misnomer. Not if you actually learn these sugyas in depth. It's a mistake. Just like Erev Tav Shilin, the egg is being matir din d'oraisa. It's a mistake. Ma'isa shahoya kachoya, rabbis. I want you to pask in the shayla. Sitting in a hotel, Pesach, a few years ago. You guys remember the schnitzel shiloh? I told you about the schnitzel shiloh, the kiddush. Lamaisa, the head of the program, Yontif was over. Shabbos was over. It was Shabbos going into Yontif. And the head of the program announced that we have an Erev for Shabbos, going around the entire perimeter, and you could take strolls on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, it was checked by the rabbi. Very good. Then, Motzei Shabbos, going at the Yontif, I see the Geisha workers taking down the Erev on Yontif. I said, what are you doing? So he said the person running the program told us to take down the strings. I said, why? So I went to the head of the program. I said, what are you doing? Why are you taking down the ears? He said, stupid rabbi. It's the old Dave. It's not Shabbos. There's no issue. There's no issue. There's no carry. I said, really? Based on what halakhic principle? So yeah, the conversation ended there. So what was the answer? What do you mean? You're allowed to carry. Bishami Basil. Really? Really? What happens if I have something in my pocket? What happens if I'm just holding my newspaper that I was reading before and I don't really need it anymore? Or I have a key in my pocket that I'm not walking, I'm taking a stroll, or tissues in my pocket. Do I need an ear for that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah.
According to who?
According to Tosfos, you need one.
According to Tosfos. What about according to Rashi?
No. I don't think so, no.
So my machlokes with this guy running the program was actually machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But even according to Rashi, right, everyone would agree on a level of their Rabbanan, right?
That'd be awesome.
Right. But Rashi. Is he even right on a level of Daraisa? Is this colloquial term of there's no issue to carry on Yontif? Is that true? Is there no need for an Erev on Yontif? What are we passing like, Rabbi Say? We're passing like Rashi and Tosfos. So Rabbi Say, Tosfos resolved a lot of Gemaras. Everyone chopped how we resolved Psachim. Mitoich wouldn't help. We're talking about a situation where there's no Tzarech Hayoyim. And I could only resolve it if there was Hayoyim. Oh, that makes sense. That's why Mitoich wasn't presented over there. Because Mitoich is not an absolute Heter. Mitoich doesn't always exist if there's no Tzarech Hayoyim. So that's why Tosfos suggested that the Gemara was talking about Hayoyim and not Mitoich. Goyim? There's no Tzarech Hayom, you can't have them over. So therefore, Mitoich wouldn't have been a Heter. And that's why it's Aser. How's Rashi going to explain all these Gemaras? How's Rashi going to get out of this? And then the question is, Rabbi say, what do we paskin la'alacha? And do we have to be concerned about this issue? And how expansive is this issue of Mitoich, Rabbi say, that will change our experience of Yontif, Rabbi say? This year, Pesach is going to be like no other. Not because of everything we learned about chametz, not because of everything we learned about bedikas chametz, bir chametz, tashpisu, just for the yontif shabbat, just from this line of Rava, of mitoich shalot shalot tzarech, chutram shalot tzarech. Machlok is Rashi Teis, everybody said, check a look, the bir halacha, the shulchan aruch, tanya mar mekonis. Yeah, Moshe. Avade, minatoira, otherwise you get malchus, daraisa. Beisham may hold even if you have a tzarech hayom, only ochel nefesh, nothing else. Beisham may holds, don't carry. You're never allowed to carry even with a tzarech hayom. Only ochel nefesh, right. Yosef.
Rabbi, the Gemara in Psachim, Shmami Neitarti, isn't that...
Wait, which Gemara in Psachim? Shmami Atlas.
Yeah, Tarti Tarti Rabbi Akiva.